Thanksgiving to God, let us begin our worship. As always, by calling to mind our sins. Beseeching the Lord to bless the water He has created, which will be sprinkled upon us as a cleansing and a memorial of our baptism. May God help us by His grace to remain faithful to the Spirit we have received. Thank you.
Decree.
For the spiritual welfare of the people of God, I hereby appoint you, Reverend William G. Smith, pastor of St. Charles Borromeo RC Church, Brooklyn, New York. I entrust to you the full pastoral care of the people of this parish, with all the jurisdiction, obligations, and rights attached to this office by the general law of the church, as well as any other particular legislation of the Diocese of Brooklyn. This appointment will become effective on Sunday, October 22nd, 2017, when my representative, Most Reverend James Massa, will preside at the ceremony of installation. In accordance with the decree of the National Conference of Catholic Bishops, dated September 24th, 1984, and confirmed by the Apostolic See, this appointment is made for a period of 6 years. I exhort you to carry out this priestly service with zeal and dedication under the authority of the diocesan bishop in whose ministry of Christ you have been called to share. Faithful to the gospel and its spirit, fulfill the duties of teaching, sanctifying, and governing with the cooperation of your pastoral staff and the assistance of lay members of the Christian faithful. May God the Father grant you the grace and health to carry out this priestly service in the name and power of Christ. Nicholas DiMarzio, Bishop of Brooklyn.
Father Smith, you have signed and decreed by the face of my signature. So on behalf of the Church, I present you to your people.
Thank you.
Hi, Sergio.
My friends, I pledge to seek your counsel, guidance, and advice in the spiritual and temporal care of my pastor.
Father Smith and Angela DeMarco and Frank Kahn are the civil trustees of this parish. As the lay officers of the parish corporation, they will share with you the responsibility parish's corporate and legal affairs. Place your trust and counsel in them.
I believe in one God. Accept and hold each and everything
that is proposed by the Church definitively regarding teaching on faith and morals. Moreover, I adhere with religious submission of will and intellect to the teachings which either the Roman Pontiff or the College of Bishops enunciate when they exercise the authentic magisterium, even if they proclaim those teachings in an act that is not defective.
We pray for ourselves and for all who live in a world filled with ambiguity.
For all the Church, whose faith is challenged by the expectation of others, we pray.
my sisters and brothers, my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father. Grant us, Lord, we pray, a sincere respect for your gifts, that through the purifying action of your grace, we may be cleansed by the very mysteries we serve. Through Christ the Lord. Giving you thanks, he said the blessing. And as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ.
May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with St. Charles Borromeo, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing.
May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your brethren church on earth, with your servant Francis our Pope, and Nicholas our Bishop, auxiliary bishops, the other bishops and all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your home.
Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good.
Peace of the Lord be with you.
for each other, a sign of God's peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say a word, and my soul shall be healed.
like to thank to take this opportunity to express a thanks to so many people. First, to the people that you see in the sanctuary who you may not know, the young handsome priest in the back. Not Father Anselm's. Father Dwayne Davis is with us today. I've known one of the great joys of my life is being seen Father Dwayne go from a young and very serious young man into a very, very fine young priest. And we welcome him today. I hope to see him again. Deacon Ed Gain, again a face that you might recognize, has been a friend for so many years, and I thank him and his wife Catherine for being with us here today. He has been a great support to me over the years, and it is wonderful having him here. We also have Deacon Jorge Gonzalez, who has so ably pushed us all around and made the day go smoothly. Once I heard it was Deacon Jorge, he was going to be the MC, I kind of forgot about the whole ceremony. I don't have to do anything, and everything will be done very well. Two very, very familiar faces, Father Anselmus and Monsignor LaPinto, who I have the pleasure, more than the pleasure, the joy of living with. These are the two easiest priests I have been with in my 40 years in this business. And I thank them particularly for some of the events of the summer. It's a unique experience when your house blows up. And they have been a wonderful support, particularly Monsignor, who I will endeavor to continue the very good work that he has done among you both times here as your leader. Most importantly, of course, I want to thank Bishop Massa. I told you were going to get a great sermon, right? And I assure you, Bishop, that we heard what you said. We recognize that we have a unique opportunity here, and we will respond, I assure you, with a very vibrant ministry. There are two clerics, though, who are not present that I would like to mention. The first is Bishop Nicholas DiMarzio, who appointed me to the parish, and who I again wish to thank for knowing me and what I needed better than I did. He proved himself not only to be a good bishop, but a good father and a brother as well. The other one is Monsignor Charles Deviney, who was a great mentor and friend of mine, who I hope is looking upon us now with a great smile. And Dwayne, if I give to you half of what Monsignor Charlie gave to me, I'm a hell of a lot better man than I think I am. For those on the other side of the communion rail, I'd like to thank Sergio and the music ministry for their work. Particularly in developing the choir for the day. I hope that this will be the first of many opportunities that we will be able to have a choir for special occasions. And let's give them a special round of applause. To my family and friends, actually being more precise, I have no family, so it's really friends. I am in many ways, as an only child, the living example of the answer to St. Peter's question to the Lord. Lord, we have given up, what do we get for this? And remember his answer. In this world, you will get 100 times brothers and sisters and friends and relations. And I think that has been so incredibly true. And I mention that to anyone here who may feel a pull towards a religious vocation, considering what I have gotten back. To talk about what I have given up is almost obscene. The difference has been so great. And to you who are my new parishioners, my new church family, I recall the words of St. Paul to the Corinthians that you are my letter of recommendation. When I meet my maker, he is not going to go down a list of what I did or didn't do, and he will look instead and say, how about the people of Holy Rosary, the people of Our Lady of Light, now the people of St. Charles Borromeo? Do they know me better because of you? You are, again, what I go to the Lord with, and I am happy and proud to be able to say that. Two final things of housekeeping. We will have a brief reception over in the school hall. Now, I realize that there are many people who believe that there are man-eating crocodiles on Aitken Place. I assure you, you can go from here over there without the slightest problem. We have some lovely, lovely food for you. It's been a long day, and we hope that you will come and join us, have a little celebration. I assure you, it's perfectly safe going over there. The second thing is that all of our lives are so crowded that it's hard to move things. And originally, this was to be a baptismal day, but we have to maneuver it up. So one family was unable to move the time of their reception, and everybody here knows how impossible that is. So I couldn't give them a baptism at Mass, but I said I could give them the blessing of a bishop. So if you bring Grace up now, please. Come up. This is a nice way of saying they have to have the baptism now, so we have to leave quickly. Go across the street.
Please respond, amen.